Greetings. Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And today's recording date is Sunday, June the 28th, 2015. That was The Simple Minds. Don't You Forget About Me. It's so interesting. It is so interesting to with this conscious mind, with this scientific mind, examine any and all things within the construct of this time and space continuum, mass, matter, material, physical, flesh, universe. Now, I have heard this song every now and then from the 80s, the time that it was first put out, published, etc. I have never sat down to specifically look at the lyrics. But it's so interesting to see these lyrics and have the conscious mind that we have at this time. Won't you come see about me? I'll be alone, dancing, you know it, baby. We say with these lyrics, let's see about each other. Let's care for one another. Let's share with one another. Each and every one of us are doing a dance of the universe. The whole of the universe is a symphony, and all of us in the universe are dancing to a tune. What type of tune are we dancing to? Further on these lyrics, tell me your troubles and doubts. Give me everything inside and out. Can we be honest with one another? Can we share with one another? Can we share our troubles, our doubts, all that is inside our mental construct? We should be able to go anywhere on the planet and know that there is a friend, a brother, a sister that is willing to share with us and each other and willing to work out problems. Further on these lyrics, love's strange, so real in the dark. Think of the tender things that we were working out, that we were working on. We are in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. The Spirit of God began to move on the face of the waters. And the Spirit of God moved on the face of the waters. We are in utero. 76, 66, 6 trillion years ago, before the Big Bang, of 13.7 to 4.5 billion years ago, we're talking in the trillions of years ago, which is an estimation into time infinite, time eternal. In this period of time of the whole of the unborn body of Christ, the whole of the unborn mass, matter, material, physical, visible, time, space, continuum, flesh, universe, we're not born yet. The Big Bang has not occurred yet. The bang of light, fire, heat, sound, not born. We are unborn. We are in the womb of Mother Holy Spirit, in the womb of the universe, but now the seed of life from the Almighty Father, the dark water, original matter, has been activated, and we are in utero, and Mother Holy Spirit, dark spirit, dark energy, is working on us. That means energy. That means electromagnetism. That means the charging of particles, masculine and feminine. The charging of particles with the proton as the masculine and the electron as the feminine. Like and unalike is being worked out. Did the song say, I don't know what the person was thinking of Simple Minds when he wrote these lyrics, but we say in this time that obviously the universe was working in the mind of the group called Simple Minds. Look at this, sisters and brothers. Love's strange, so real in the dark. Think of the tender things that we were working on in the dark womb, in the triple darkness of the womb of dark spirit, dark energy. And that dark spirit, dark energy, pumping energy into the dark water, dark matter. You and I are a part of the dark water, dark matter, and you and I are a part of the dark spirit, dark energy. In utero, 76, 66, 6 trillion years ago, Mother Holy Spirit moving with the spirit and disposition of love, working everything out, infusing love into each and every one of us in her womb of triple darkness. All of the facets, all of the characteristics, all of the talents and attributes associated with every part and parcel and facet of the mass, matter, material, physical, visible, time, space, continuum, flesh, universe, all of this was worked out. The tender things, all of these tender things were worked out in the dark womb of Mother Holy Spirit, Mother Universe, womb of triple darkness. Further on these lyrics, so slow change may pull us apart when the light gets into your heart, baby. Now, my mind is thinking of the Big Bang now. Or we could be thinking of yet being in utero, being infused with light, emitting light, and being infused with light and transmitting light in the womb of Mother Holy Spirit, Mother Universe, dark spirit, dark energy. We are being infused with light and emitting light. Being pulled apart, meaning our differences now coming into fruition. We are now starting to be able to distinguish one another from one another. All of the different facets of the universe being worked out in the womb of Mother Holy Spirit. But when you check the Big Bang and that whole process, and thereafter the sun going into the dark energy and into the dark matter, manufacturing the physical universe, separating, yes, further in Genesis chapter 1, we read of waters being separated from waters after the birth of the sun, which is the birth of light, which is the birth of Christ. So, the process of being pulled apart accompanies the work of light and the sun and fire after the Big Bang of 13.7 to 4.5 billion years ago. So he says now, change may pull us apart when the light gets into your heart, baby. Don't you forget about me. Don't you forget about me. So we can allow change to pull us apart and allow that changing and that being pulled apart to cause us to forget about each other. These are natural processes in the universe, but we cannot allow the changes and the pulling apart to cause us to forget about each other. He says, when you stand above me, looking my way, look my way, never love me. Will you stand above me, look my way, never love me? All right. Maybe positions in life are elevating us above each other. Will we now become arrogant, look at our sister and brother, and refuse to love our sister and brother? Then he says on these lyrics, the rain keeps falling. The rain keeps falling down, down, down. This reminds me, once again, of the work of light, the work of the sun, the work of fire, pulling on those waters, okay? The original dark water, dark matter. The original rain, the original rain of the universe, the sun pulling on those waters and dispersing those waters, dispersing the original dark water, dark matter, dispersing the waters all over the universe, filling the empty universe with the waters, the dark water, dark matter. And now the universe is full of the mass, matter, material, physical, visible, flesh, time, space, continuum, universe is filled with matter. This matter that has filled the universe came from the original dark water, dark matter. So the rain falling down reminds me of this time period after 4.5 billion years ago. The birth of the sun is complete. Now the sun pulls on the waters, pulls on the energy, and disperses the waters and separates the waters from the waters, separates that which has come out of dark water, dark matter, and separates waters from the waters. A firmament is affixed in between the waters of the heavens and the waters of that which is below the heavens. All are waters, and all come from the original dark water, dark matter. So, after the waters have fallen, and we have become separated from one another, now we can distinguish each other from each other. We are water separated from water. The sun has dispersed the waters all over the universe. Will you recognize me? Will you call my name or walk on by? The rain keeps falling. Rain keeps falling down. This is a deep song, and it is even deeper in this day and time with this consciousness that we have. All right. With that as a backdrop, we are yet in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. And the song keeps going, but we don't want to keep going. We want you to continue with those lyrics and think of those lyrics in light of the science of the universe. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And the word spirit is ruach, and ruach is feminine. 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Spirit is energy. Energy is spiritual force. Mother Holy Spirit is associated with air and with gas. She's associated with wind. She is that energy that animates and gives life and vivacity and animation and vigor. She is the energy of life. energy and executive and administrative power. Mother Holy Spirit is so important. So when we see Mother Holy Spirit, Mother Holy Energy, Mother Holy Dark Spirit and Dark Energy, she is moving upon the face of the watchers. And the watchers are the dark watchers, dark matter, from whence we all come. We all are water from the Almighty Father, dark water, dark matter. Mother Holy Spirit, we are in utero 76, 66, 6 trillion years ago. Mother Holy Spirit is moving with the spirit and energy and disposition of love on the face. The word face, penayim, and associated with this word is peniel. For we are the face of God, the face of Goddess, the face of the waters, the every surface area, every face of every insect, every animal, every water creature, every creature that flies in the air, swims in the water, walks on the earth, all and the earth itself, and all of that which comes out of the earth, all of us are the face of the waters, the face, the faces of the dark water, dark matter from whence we come. We are the face of God, the face of Goddess. We are represented by the seraphim and the cherubim. And I want to go over some things that I have been studying to match science with religion in the way that the original Africans taught the whole of the human family. Now, the seraphim and the cherubim are very key in our understanding, as they represent these angelic beings represent the facet of the material, physical, mass, matter, flesh, universe, being the medium between the pure dark spirit energy, dark water matter world, the unseen world, and the physical mass matter material flesh visible universe. I was reading an article. We want to understand how the scripture teaches concerning the universe and the life that comes from the universe, and how the scientists have really rendered anew what the scriptures told us thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions of years ago. Atoms of Space and Time, written by Lee Smolin. Under the title, it says, "We perceive space and time to be continuous, but if the amazing theory of loop quantum gravity is correct, they actually come in discrete pieces. In short, the time-space continuum in which we live, is it smooth and continuous, or is the time and space continuum choppy?" We're getting to the minuscule and minute details of the universe and how the universe propagates life, even to the understanding that not only is it the reality that the mass matter material, physical, time-space continuum, flesh universe made of atoms, and atoms are broken down further into proton, neutron, and electron, but time itself, T-I-M-E, time itself is also made of atoms. Atoms, atomic in nature, atomic structure, atoms. So atoms are not just one fluid and continuous, but atoms are many. Atoms are numerous. Atoms work together to provide time and space, but atoms are not just one big atom, but atoms are numerous, but atoms act as one. Now, there is a portion in this article that deals with how the scientists replicate the universe and how the scientists replicate the origins of the universe out of darkness and replicate the physical universe. Let me see if I can say that again. The scientists drawing graphs and graphical structures on paper to replicate the unseen universe, the unseen power behind the physical universe. We keep saying the unseen power outnumbers the visible universe 10 to 1. So there is a rendering of that power in graphs, and then a rendering of the physical universe, which is born out of the unseen power, dark water, dark spirit. They use a cube, and let me see if I can just read some of this portion. Diagrams called spin networks are used by physicists to study loop quantum gravity to represent quantum states of space at a minuscule scale. Some such diagrams correspond to polyhedra-shaped volumes. For example, a cube consists of a volume enclosed within 6 square faces. The corresponding spin network has a dot or a node representing the volume and 6 lines that represent the 6 faces. So let's keep it as simple as we can. The cube, 6 sides or 6 faces to the cube. The volume inside the cube represents the hidden and unseen power that is the power behind the physical, visible universe. The unseen power of dark spirit, dark energy, and dark water, dark matter is represented by the volume inside the cube. The volume inside the cube has potential to give birth to life, to give birth to the physical, visible, mass, matter, material universe. The physical, visible, mass, matter, material, flesh universe is represented by the 6 sides or the 6 faces of the cube. Now, further representation is what they refer to as a dot or a node. Instead of drawing a cube, they draw a knot, a dot, a node. It's in a circle filled in with blackness, a black circle, a dot, a black dot. That black dot represents all of the volume, the infinite volume inside of the cube, the infinite volume that is from the dark spirit energy, Mother Holy Spirit, and the dark water matter, the Almighty Father, the hidden and unseen power that has given birth to the whole of the mass matter, material, physical, flesh universe. All of this was inside the unseen reality. So the black dot or the black circle represents that infinite volume from whence we all come. Now, the six faces of the cube are represented by six lines that are attached to the black dot. These six lines represent the six faces and represent the whole of the physical, visible, mass, matter, material, physical, flesh universe. Let's take this break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.